We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state. And the
welcome back in. Hour number three of the Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress in for Mickey Plyler. Let's talk about engineered sleep. All the materials they acquire are from companies right here in the United States. You can come in their facility and watch as these materials are cut, glued, sewed, and tape-edged to eventually produce a product they are proud to manufacture and proud to sell to their customers. It's an original product that they make. It will go straight from them to your bedroom. No middleman marking up the price. No sitting in a warehouse collecting dust. Growing up, your mom always told you to, quote, make your bed. Well, they agree with mom and want you to be able to make a bed that is just for you. They're all about experience. You should be able to make a bed that is right for you. No, pick one because a salesperson tells you it's the best. Pick what is the best for you and your family. You're dealing with a family who has been in the mattress business for generations. They want to treat you like family and make sure you are 100% satisfied. Visit the factory today, 2003 Perimeter Road in Greenville. Engineered sleep, man. Check them out. Again, hour number three of the Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress in for Mickey Plyler. You can find me here on The Roar on Saturday mornings, 9 a.m., The Mark Childress Show. Did you know there's more local programming on? There is. It's Saturday mornings. So please, check me out on Saturdays. Make me a part of your weekend routine. Phones are open there. We have a good time on Saturday mornings. I'll be on 9 to 11:30 this Saturday. Hope you guys check me out there. We still have folks coming in on the text line asking. Drake Plyler arrived yesterday. A little bit over 7 pounds. 5:15, I believe, was the delivery time. So Mickey and family are loving life right now. New baby for Mickey Plyler. So congratulations to him. And that means you've got me today. And I'm excited to be here with Zach Orr. Hey, please find me on Twitter. You're right, man. The most popular thing that's ever happened to me on Twitter is joining the Roar team because people keep finding me on there.
Yep.
So I've got to come up with some really creative. There's pressure on for tweeting. Thanks.
Pressure.
Got to come up with something cool and interesting.
Little Roar bump. Nothing wrong with it.
Yep. Later today. So check that out. And again, if you want to get in on the Northland Communication phone lines, I'm going to do it. 864-654-ROAR or just 654-ROAR. Whatever you choose. Please join us. And then the text line, of course, 864-986-1566. All kinds of interesting comments there. You said I got to be careful wandering into the text line. That is something new for me. I'm loving the feedback that I'm getting.
Yep.
Both good and bad. Hey, man, I'll take some course correction. Let me know what you like and what you don't like. I'm open for that.
Listen, the text line is it's a fickle mistress, if you will.
Yes.
She's good to you in the best of times, and she's bad to you in the worst of times.
Yep.
So just be careful with her and stay in the middle of the road. Keep between the navigational beacons, if you will.
There you go. I'm doing my best to do that. Like I said, I'm just trying not to wreck this giant cruise ship that Mickey Plyler and Zach Orr have built over the last few years. Just keep it steady as she goes. We'll continue to try and do that. Hey, we were talking about the Alliance, or the Alliance of American Football, right before the last break. Zach, I got a couple things for you. So, again, I love going on Twitter and finding the stuff that you may not know. The Alliance League plans to spend $500 to $750 million over the first 5 years of the league. And there's a couple of interesting investors in the league as well. Barstool Sports is a big investor in the Alliance.
Are you a Barstool guy?
Not really.
Really?
That's not really my vibe. Listening to me, or if you know me or look at me, that might not surprise you.
No.
But I can appreciate the Barstool guys, and I've got a lot of respect for what they've built. Mm-hmm. Not really my vibe. Are you a big Barstool guy?
I read it for a while in college, and they got a lot. They got away from more of the blogging stuff, and now it's a lot of media stuff, and they obviously have the satellite network, and they do all kinds of crap and all kinds of podcasts, and some of them are great, and I listen to a couple of a weekly. But some of the stuff that they do is just nonsense and ridiculous.
Yeah, the whole getting kicked out of the Super Bowl and all that jazz. That rubbed me the wrong way. Former NFL player Jared Allen, he's actually a part of the Alliance, but he's an investor. And so is Shaquille O'Neal. So they're spending some money. And the most interesting thing about the alliance is it's appearing on the NFL Network. So without the NFL going out and saying we're a supporter of the alliance, they are. It's on the NFL Network. It is minor league NFL football. With the XFL coming next year, it's going to be really interesting to watch that vibe. Also, Zach, all Alliance players signed the same three-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. Have you seen this?
None of it guaranteed, though.
Nope, none of it's guaranteed. Yes. Have you seen what they're making per year?
$50,000 the first year.
It is 70 the first
70
year.
70 the first year. Okay, so give me the three numbers.
It's 70, 80, 100.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's better than walking around money.
Oh, yeah.
To play a game that you love.
Listen, if you're in Birmingham, Alabama, you're living like a king down there in Birmingham.
That's true. The Birmingham Iron. They've got the coolest uniforms by far. Players can leave for the NFL. They cannot leave for another league like the XFL. That's written into their contract. You're not going to leave us and go to the XFL. Although, guess what? I'm guessing lawyers will get involved at some point. So, again, they're putting in the money. This isn't just something, hey, we're throwing out there. Will this stick or not? Try to figure it out. I enjoyed watching the Alliance game. I enjoyed seeing Coach Spurrier on the sidelines and a hat, not a visor.
Where's the visor?
He said it's coming back next week. He literally like apologized. He's like, guys, sorry, in the post game. There will not be a hat on next week. It will be a visor next week. I mean, Zach, you didn't sound like you enjoyed it that much. Having Steve Spurrier on the sidelines, mm-hmm. love him or hate him. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not a big Steve Spurrier fan, but seeing him on the sidelines, calling trick plays, doing his thing, I kind of enjoyed it. What else are you going to do on a Saturday night in February?
Well, funny enough that you asked that, I'm a hockey guy.
Nice. Hockey, I didn't know that.
Hockey is my first far and away favorite sport. So I'll be watching hockey and enjoying that. The NHL has a lot to offer and
they
can't get enough of it. So for me, it's easy. I'll do that. And then once baseball starts up, I'll be following the Yankees because I'm a Yankees fan. And we'll be into that and enjoying that. And it doesn't really come up on my radar, to be completely honest with you.
Yankees fan for real.
Love the Yankees. Born and raised. Dad said, hey, son, you're a Yankees fan. I said, yes, sir. And here I am.
Okay. I'm a Braves guy.
You're a Braves guy. Yeah, yeah. You mentioned it.
You know, my topic of the day on Saturday was if you could go back and change one play for your favorite team in the history of your franchise, of the teams that you love,
okay,
what play would you change? So I said for Clemson, it might be that onside kick against Alabama a couple of years ago. If that play goes differently, if that onside kick from mm-hmm. Nick Saban goes out of bounds, mm-hmm. Clemson may have won three of the last four national titles.
Absolutely.
For the Atlanta Braves, it was 1996. Jim Leyritz, three-run homer off of Mark Wohlers.
How you doing?
That changed the entire franchise. If the Braves win that game, they're going to win that World Series, and the whole thing might be different in the 90s.
The fact that the Braves had that three-headed monster in that starting rotation.
Yes.
And came away with one World Series in the 90s. Is a travesty.
This is like sticking a stake in my heart and then twisting it around.
It's an absolute travesty.
Yep. We'll get another one. Braves on the way back, man. They're on the come up. Watch them. Be careful.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. Just watch.
About it.
Come on, man.
Buster Olney on Twitter has them as a World Series pick right
now. He does.
Now.
It was Astros Braves.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of upside this year, and I still think there may be a big move to be made. Not a Yankees kind of move.
What's a Yankees kind of move? They haven't signed
the Yankees
Machado
kind of move is that you'll sign Machado and Harper.
They're not signing those guys. That's old news. They're not saying they offered Machado. They offered him $200+ million, and he said no.
There's something weird going on with baseball right now. I think there's over 100 unsigned free agents right now. Mm-hmm. Spring trainings. I think pitchers and catchers report.
They're already there. I'm watching guys taking grounders. I'm watching.
They're there now.
Catchers hit. It's going to be great.
Nice. Interesting stuff, man. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. Jump in if you want to talk. We've got T-Bird from down in Greenwood. T-Bird, what you thinking, man? How's your morning going?
Oh, I'm just sitting here watching the sun come up, hoping it dries up enough where it won't be cart path only and I don't have to walk today.
Love it.
I'm going to swing the clubs. Just want to talk about this, what is it, AALL or AAL, what is it, that new football league, what is it?
It's the AAF, they call it the Alliance. So just call it the Alliance and you're good.
Oh, Spurrier, he's bound and determined to finish his football career up in a blaze of glory, isn't he? He quit. In the middle of a season with South Carolina. He quit.
He did.
And now he's gone into this new league. Boy, he's hooking himself to, that's a star hooking up to a fallen star there. Spurrier, I really, really like. I like the way he goes. I like the way he talks. I'm not a South Carolina fan by any stretch of the imagination, but you just got to like the way the guy does things, and he really, really can coach. But I think the last two things he's going to be remembered for, in my opinion, is quitting on South Carolina and being in a dying league. What do you think?
Yeah, that's an interesting take, T-Bird. So I got a chance to sit down with Coach Spurrier when he came up to the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame last year. That was in April. And that's right after it was announced that he was going to be coaching for Orlando in the Alliance of American Football. Back then, we didn't know what it was. Now we've seen it, right? And for him, and again, make of it what you want. If you're a Steve Spurrier fan, you're glad he's back. If you don't like Spurrier, then you feel a little bit about him the way that you just described, right? That he's a quitter. And he's going for one last hoorah to try to go out on a positive note. I felt like in talking to Coach Spurrier that day, he just missed coaching. And it's in his blood, and he wanted another opportunity to do it. Again, that's me sitting across the table from him, talking to him on a radio interview. Take it for what it's worth. I'm not a huge Spurrier. I mean, Steve Spurrier basically semi-destroyed the Washington Redskins when he went to the pros. I have no love for Steve Spurrier as a Redskins fan. By any means.
What about the shot he took at the Redskins after winning the Open?
Jeez, yeah, whatever, man. Get out. Get out.
I went with the Redskins in the Open. If I can do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, on the text line. He ruined my Redskins as well. Let's don't forget that. Hey, I said that before I saw your text on the text line. I feel the same way. But again, I enjoyed seeing him on Saturday. I mean, maybe it is the hangover of not having football. Maybe it's the fact that, man, the Super Bowl was the worst. This was one of the best NFL seasons, in my opinion, in many years.
Sure.
Such a great quality product. Great games almost every week. Tons of offense. Great storylines. They got away from the politics and the national anthem and the concussion talk and all of that. That's a good thing. And then you end on that Super Bowl. So maybe it was that it kind of didn't end in a great way. And I got sucked into the Alliance. I'll probably watch it again this weekend. Maybe I need to get out more. Zach will be watching hockey. Maybe, I'll be watching the Alliance.
Maybe you do. I see Steve Spurrier enough on my TV when he comes up. Isn't he a Cerveza guy? He's a Corona, not Corona. What's the other one?
Dos Equis. He's on the Dos Equis.
He's the beer coach. That's what he is now. I see him more than enough doing those commercials.
Yeah.
I don't need to see him on the sideline with his hat, which was a travesty in its own right.
He's going back. Visor's coming back.
He's 73 years old.
Yep.
Just right off into the sunset here, buddy.
Interesting.
His middle name is Orr, by the way. I don't know how I feel about that. I just found that out.
Wow. Stephen, I can tell.
Stephen Orr Spurrier.
I can see your face, and the wheels are turning.
Don't love that.
You're like, wait a second.
Don't love that.
Are you related somewhere down the line? There we go. Family name.
I hope not.
You don't just pick Orr as a middle name. That's a family name.
Yeah, it is.
Zach Orr, Steve Spurrier.
Oh, no.
Get on Ancestry.com.
Oh, God.
Check it out. This could be a game changer for you.
This could be it.
That could be big. Hey, NFL Combine coming up at the end of the month. A lot of Clemson players are going. In fact, NFL Combine invites at Alabama 11, Clemson 11. I think that's a good thing. Clemson is the only school that will send at least four defensive linemen. That's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. But I saw this on Twitter from at Peter Burns ESPN. He's an unbelievable follow on Twitter. A lot of business stuff and a lot of stats and ways of approaching things that you don't normally see. NFL Combine invites. ACC had 46. SEC had 90. The Big Ten had 53. Just the SEC West, 52 Combine invites. 52! That's more than the whole ACC. So I am not. In fact, I am anti-conference talk. Man, the SEC, go SEC. No, I hate that. I can't stand it. And you're going to get all lost in the whole world of Alabama's got the rigorous SEC schedule. Clemson's got it easy in the ACC. I think a lot of that's nonsense. But then you look at the combine invites, and one of the divisions in the SEC had more than the entire ACC. I think that's something you got to think about and consider. There's a lot more talent. There's a lot more NFL talent there than you would like to see. I think that's problematic, potentially. And again, it's an easy drumbeat from the media, right? Clemson's got it easy in the ACC. They kind of do, don't they? I mean, who's standing in the way of Clemson next year? and the ACC. Now, I could sit there and argue also, besides Georgia, I mean, who in the SEC West is really standing in the way of Alabama?
I think A&M would like to throw their hat in that ring.
I think so. Is the Alabama game at A&M this year? I need to look. I think it might be. Because I remember Alabama beating Texas A&M last year, and I'm pretty sure I remember that being at Alabama. But if Alabama is at A&M this year, that'll be an interesting ball game. Maybe their path isn't as hard as people like to make it out, right? They definitely don't have a difficult out-of-conference schedule. It is at A&M this year.
Saturday, October the 12th. Of course, coming off a bye week for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Of course.
Yeah.
You got to take care of the Bama Crimson Tide.
And then they play A&M, Tennessee, Arkansas, go to a bye week, and then they host LSU. Of course.
Hey, love them or hate them, they know how to schedule. They do. Cupcake out of conference schedule. What's their out of conference for Alabama?
Let me pull that right back.
Just
there.
Again, cue the, I don't know, Keystone Cops music or something. But it's not going to be good, I don't think, because they open with Duke.
Out of conference.
Yep.
Duke is out of conference. New Mexico State.
Oh, come on.
Southern Miss. And at the end of the season, right before the Auburn game there, a little warm-up, the Western Carolina Catamounts come to Tuscaloosa.
The Catamounts, baby.
Come out of town.
That is the weakest. That's got to be the weakest out of conference schedule in the country.
It ain't great.
It does.
It ain't great.
But they don't need it because they're the SEC and they're Alabama, and they got ESPN on their side.
Hey, do
you think the ACC network coming around this year is going to change the dynamic a little bit for ESPN? Do you think we'll hear, the ACC, man, a big conference? You think they'll start being, ESPN will start being a bigger proponent of them?
So you're worried about the coverage, first and foremost.
Well, first of all, I care. I'm not worried about it, but I just find it interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it changes at all with now there's an ACC network sitting there right by the SEC network for ESPN?
I think it probably helps grow the brand that is the Atlantic Coast Conference. Just like it gave the big bump to the SEC a couple of years ago when they introduced that network. You started bringing in some more money for the conference and things get promoted more. Obviously, money buys advertising, and advertising works and affects millions and millions of people every Saturday as they tune into CBS and ESPN and all these different networks to watch this beloved game.
Yep.
Will the ACC see that meteoric rise to essentially superstardom, which is the SEC has enjoyed so far? I don't think so. I don't think they have the depth across the board in football specifically.
Yeah.
Basketball, you could argue they're a better conference.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yep.
It remains to be seen. If you're a Clemson fan, though, and you're bothered constantly by SEC talk and Alabama and South Carolina and Auburn, whatever it is, I just remind you of the simple saying, a lion does not concern itself with the opinions of a sheep. Right?
Very nice.
You're a champion of the world. You're a champion of the country. You've won two out of the last national championships. What are you worried about what people are saying right now? At the end of the day, you can point to the hardware. You can point to the record, 15-0 for the first time since 1897 or whatever it was. Enjoy the top. You're at the top of the mountain right now. Look down upon your kingdom. No one is talking down to you. You can talk down to everybody else.
Bottle that up, man. That's perfect.
There it is.
I love it. All right. So, hey, I've got an internet show every week called The Ring. Go find us on Facebook. It's every Tuesday night, normally at 8 o'clock. It's a sports roundtable show, and we bring in a lot of Clemson players as well. So last week I had the privilege of sitting down with Cannon Smith, former tight end at Clemson, and Hunter Renfrow, former wide receiver at Clemson. I got a couple of cuts from that show that you're going to find really interesting. That's going to be coming up after the break. Mark Childressen for Mickey Plyler. This is the Mickey Plyler Show.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascent GT and the Yokohama G-Lander AT G015. The Ascent GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The G-Lander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what's he gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Welcome back into the Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress in for Mickey Plyler. Let's talk about priority one. Blue Ridge Security is now Priority One. Both Blue Ridge Security and Priority One started in 1996. Both were similar in size and revenue and account base, both headquartered in the upstate. Both have residential, commercial, and industrial divisions. The combined merger makes Priority One the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina. Ranks them in the top 25 security integrators in the country. Even better together now in 18 different states, expanding into new markets, introducing new technologies and services with their own central station. Why Priority One? Family owned and operated, locally focused, community involvement, service first pledge, satisfaction guarantee, 90-day limited warranty, no false alarm guarantee, alarm video verification, UL certified central monitoring system, multi-level customer support staff, centralized CS department, inside operators and technical support, affordable products, video alarm system, Total Control app service, which is exclusive, and a Ring doorbell. I got one of those and love it. Priority One Security. Big supporter of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thank you guys very much. Again, Mark Childress for Mickey Plyler. You can find me on the Mark Childress Show now on Saturday mornings. There is more local programming on The Roar. I think that's a good thing for everybody. 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Please come by and check me out. Another place you can find me every Tuesday is my internet show, called The Ring. Go search for me on Facebook. You can find me there. It's a sports roundtable show. We do it live on Facebook. Tuesday nights, normally at 8 o'clock. Occasionally, we do 6 o'clock. Sports Roundtable show, bring in local folks from the community, people from the media that you know, and most importantly, I bring in Clemson football players, ex-Clemson football players, like Eric McClain, Jake Yarmo's been on there with me, Kevin Dodd, Woody Dantzler, a ton of folks. Well, last week, I had the privilege of sitting down with Cannon Smith and Hunter Renfrow, talking about life after Clemson. First of all, two incredibly sharp young men. I did not have my head screwed on that straight at, what are those guys, 22, 23 years old? Really sharp guys. And we talked a lot about life after Clemson, two-time national champs, looking back at their favorite moments, telling some great stories on there. So again, you can go on Facebook, To The Ring. I'll tweet it out on social media later today, out on my Twitter handle, at Childress Mark, if you want to check out the whole show. But we had some cuts from that show. We had some fun. So we literally sit down. It's the exact opposite of the media scrum that you see after a football game, right? We just ask the same generic questions. Four of us sit around the table. It's myself. Richmond Weaver is on there with me as well. We just talk. You never know what's going to come up. So one of the things, I don't know how we gravitated towards this, but one of the things we talked about on the show, again, Hunter Renfrow, Cannon Smith, was game day preparation. What are you doing when you're getting ready for the game? And Hunter and Cannon had a really good answer. Hunter's first here in this cut.
What was your routine?
I'm not really a music guy. I do listen to Don't Waste Your Life by The Cray. I don't know. I just always listened to that since I was like middle school. And it was, I listened to a little Need to Breathe before the first national championship. So I did it again for this one. But for me, I like being very cognizant of what's happening around me and just being very aware. So I don't really listen to much. But Cannon might be over there watching, listen to Screamo.
I was listening to
Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson's my favorite artist, but not before a game. I'd be listening to like AC/DC and Five Finger Death Punch. Like,
okay. You're about to go hit somebody. You gotta go hit yourself amped
up. He's like, just get me in the zone, just ready to go.
Yeah, I can't be out of control. I just gotta be relaxed and be.
I tried the relaxed thing once, but I need to get something.
You got a run block.
I need to get the juices going.
Some good stuff there from Cannon and Hunter. Again, couldn't be more opposite, right? What would you listen to, Zach, before a game? Would you be getting like all hyped, let's go, and get something crazy going? Or would you be more mellow like Hunter?
You know what? I was a wrestler growing up, right?
Nice.
And wrestling is a very individualistic sport, but a team sport at the same time. And for me, a lot of guys would do that, put the headphones in and the pre-match roll around, whatever it is, they're stretching out. And they got the just jacked up music, getting them going, ready to go. I would usually just put the headgear on and have no music underneath and just kind of focus on what I needed to do. Kind of, probably more along the lines of Hunter than Cannon Smith there.
Yeah. I thought that was good and interesting. And yeah, again, absolutely. Not a surprise if you just look at those two guys on the surface and figure that out. One of the other things we did is we talked about greatest moments, low moments, and things like that. And Cannon Smith told a pretty interesting story about something that happened to him this season. Let's roll that cut.
Might be having a reunion someday. And my trip cannon over there, watching tumble down the hill.
I did fall this year down the hill. It was
no.
What
I literally was about to ask.
No,
yes.
I did not know this.
Gotta walk us through this, man. What happened? You gotta blame it on somebody else. Hopefully. Yeah.
So usually the seniors are in front. They're the first ones to go down the hill, and I was in the front line, and that was one of the first times I ever been in the front line. So I was so juiced and hyped and was ready to go. And when I got to that hump, I jumped a little bit too high. I'm not more of a heavy guy, so
this is at your 275.
I was 275, right? So I jumped up. I tried to do the heel click, and I came down. I landed on one leg, and that thing just buckled up, and I rolled the rest of it down. I popped up pretty well though. Okay. I didn't get run over.
Good.
Yeah. I was on the ground. I was on the ground. I was like, I gotta get up, or else I'm gonna get trampled.
It was fast.
It was very fast. Yeah.
I'll be putting that out with video.
Yeah, please.
Later,
do.
Tape. Were you watching the video?
I wasn't aware. Rolling? You had the video with it, and he definitely takes a bit of a tumble.
Cannon completely ate it coming down the hill. I just thought it was hilarious that we talked about that.
And that's great.
And afterwards, I'm like, Cannon, man, you cool with me like rolling out the video for this thing? He's like, oh yeah, I think it's hilarious. So again, the show is The Ring. You can see it on Facebook on Tuesdays. All the old episodes are there. So the Hunter Renfro and Cannon Smith episode, the entire thing. It's great stuff. It really is. You go a lot deeper with these kids and you learn a lot more about them. One other one that I wanted to roll with you. At the very end of the show, I talked to both of these guys, Richmond and I did, about what's their greatest moment, right? And for Cannon, again, if you watch the episode, you'll get it. You heard what music he listened to. For Cannon, it was summer workouts. It was throwing the weight around, sweating it out. I mean, he's the man's man, right? He's the tough guy. He's the tight end who's getting ready for the NFL draft. Summer workouts. So for Hunter Renfro, right? Hey, it's got to be catching that ball, right? I mean, you had maybe the most iconic play in Clemson history. Hunter, isn't that what your greatest moment was? Maybe his answer will surprise you.
Really just the memories like that. I know that's cliche. But just all the guys like Stan Sechinger, just quality people, just that we're going to know forever, that I'm going to have a relationship, that are just some of the best people on this earth and that you can go to for anything. And just the memories you have with them and just the excitement that, all right, I'm going to live for 80 more years, hopefully. I mean, but you're going to know those guys and you're going to be able to lean on them throughout life. And so the messing with Dave or messing with Coach Bradley Hammond before practice or hugging Dave Seville every day. Just those memories and playing for a coach like Coach Sweeney, who is about the right things, and Coach Scott, all our coaches, just unbelievable people. And so I'm going to look back at Clemson and be like, all right, that was a special time. And that was a special time, not because we won a lot of games, and that was obviously, but why did we win a lot of games? It's because we had good people.
Just a great answer. You got to love it. I mean, you talk about the culture at Clemson, and I sat with Renfro and Cannon for a good hour and a half, right? An hour on air, probably 20 minutes before and 10 minutes after. The culture checks out. These are great kids. They are. It's unbelievable. So again, the name of the show is The Ring. It's on Facebook. You can go check it out. I play cuts from a lot of the shows on Saturday mornings on the Mark Childress Show here on The Roar. You can check those out. I've got some great stuff this Saturday morning, and maybe I'll roll one of them out tomorrow here on the Mickey Plyler Show. I got some great stuff from Jay Guillermo. Have you spent any time around Jay Guillermo, Zach?
I have not had the pleasure.
He is a riot. He could be a stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah?
And in fact, Hunter and Cannon talked about one of their favorite memories that they will always look back on as a Clemson Tiger is Friday nights here for home games, mm-hmm. where they would be on the bus and they would go and have dinner and the movies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And he said that Jay Guillermo would basically do a stand-up comedy routine at the front of the bus to loosen everybody up on Friday nights. And a lot of that centered around imitations of current coaches. Jay's a very gifted guy.
That's fantastic.
So that'll be a little tease for you. I'll try to roll that one out tomorrow. And you can definitely catch some of that on Saturday here on the Mark Childress Show. So I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. It checks out. And I worked really hard. I'm like, Hunter, man, walk me through that play. Walk me through 2016 National Championship. I had to ask him three different times, Zach. At the beginning, it was like, well, it wasn't about that one play, right? It was about all the plays in that drive. And it was about the team. I'm like, okay, I get that. I appreciate that. Let's talk about the play, Hunter. Let's talk about the play. It took me three questions before I could get him to talk anything about it. And he said the one thing that stuck out to him the most was as soon as he caught the football, what's the first thing you think he did? So first of all, I would have blacked out, right?
Sure,
I would have
caught
the football and blacked out and just collapsed. But what is the first thing that you think Hunter Renfro did?
Well, he got up and then he flipped the ball to the ref. The first thing he did, I'm guessing he probably said a prayer or something. What did he do?
That's close.
What did he do?
He looked for a penalty flag.
Did he?
He's like that. He's like, I'm looking back and I'm like, please let there not be yellow laundry on the ground, which I thought was interesting. So even in that big of a moment, I mean, just think about that, right? I mean, the play is called. You know you're getting the football if you're Hunter Renfro. The play is called for you. He's rolling your way. He's going to throw it to you. Just so calm, cool, and collected. And such a great kid, man. I'm pulling for him. So Hunter, will be in the NFL Combine. He actually announced that on the show a couple of weeks ago, was when he broke the news. He'll be going to the NFL Combine on the 28th of February. He's hoping to run in the 4.5s for a 40. If he does that, he's going to get drafted. He is.
Isn't he already documented to have run sub 4.5?
Yes. But with the lasers, I learned a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's lasers.
Oh, of course, of course.
Hand time versus lasers is the difference, right? And that might change the times a little bit. And then he'll be at Pro Day, obviously. Hunter Renfrow will also be punting at Pro Day.
Will he really?
Yes, he will.
Yes.
He's like officially, like, he's training for it. He's ready for it. He's going to be punting at Pro Day, in case you did not know. And then Cannon Smith's interesting. So Cannon was about 275 as a tight end this past season, because a lot of what he was having to do was run block.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the contact, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could see it in his eyes when he's talking about it. So, oh, I love the run blocking, man. Let's do it. He's trying to lose about 10 pounds. He's on track to do that. They're both training together with Travion Thompson and Albert Huggins. The four of them are training together with mm-hmm. Jodon Reams.
There you go.
Ex-Clemson player. Cannon, for the last six, seven months or so, has been practicing long snapping. He's been learning how to do it. It's like another thing to put in his arsenal.
Sure.
So he's a great special teams player, great blocking tight end. He's going to get a little bit smaller so he can run faster at Pro Day.
Mm-hmm.
And long snapping. So he's kind of a gadget guy. He's a Swiss Army knife kind of guy. Can he get drafted or find his way onto a practice squad and play into the NFL? I don't know. You're probably pulling for him already because he's a Clemson Tiger. If you met him, you'd definitely be pulling for him. So two really good kids. Again, check out The Ring. We'll have more cuts for you here tomorrow on the Mickey Plyler Show. All right, one segment left in the show today. Coming up, got a couple things I want to revisit. A lot of people coming in on the text line talking about that Duke comeback against Louisville yesterday. We're going to talk about that. Brad Brownell has been a big topic today. Is he the right coach for Clemson? Has Clemson turned the corner? They're playing down at Miami tonight. We'll talk about that. Wrap up a few college football things as well. Mark Childress filling in for Mickey Plyler. This is the Mickey Plyler Show.
This weekend, Monty Lee and the Tigers start their 2019 season with a weekend series against the Jaguars from South Alabama. Come on out and watch the Tigers all weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as the road to Omaha starts now. First pitch is Friday at 4 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with each broadcast beginning 30 minutes before first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett.
We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bandit Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on the Mickey Plyler Show. This is Mark Childress filling in for Mickey Plyler. You can find me on Saturday mornings here on The Roar at 9 a.m. for the Mark Childress Show. Mickey and I have the same level of creativity. He's the Mickey Plyler Show. I'm the Mark Childress Show. There you go. Kindred spirits. Not putting any fancy names on it. Gussying it up. That's what my grandmother used to say. We're not gussying it up. Just the Mark Childress Show on Saturdays. So I've had a great time today. I got up at the crack of dawn today. 4:31 a.m. was the alarm for me.
Mm.
But I've survived. I got just enough coffee. I never crested that barrier with the coffee where you get into a bad place.
Are you a black coffee kind of guy?
And I haven't come crashing down yet. Just a tiny splash of cream and a tiny bit of sugar.
And now I read somewhere that you were a chocolate milk in your coffee guy.
How did you read? Are you stalking me?
No, I it was something. Yes. I think you retweeted it.
So at home, chocolate milk is the way to go.
Yeah.
This is a game changer.
Is it really?
So instead of creamer, I will put in just a splash of chocolate milk into the coffee at the house when I'm making it.
Oh, boy.
Folks, try it out.
Oh, boy.
Get on board.
What a move that is.
So you said you only drink coffee on Saturday mornings with your
Saturday or Sunday mornings
lovely bride to be.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Try the chocolate milk. You might have to take it with you.
Ugh.
I don't know if they're going to have it.
Ugh.
Starbucks doesn't have chocolate milk when I'll occasionally ask. I'll just get the generic coffee at Starbucks. Do you just get coffee? You don't go for like triple frap?
I'll make it for her. We try to say, we got a wedding to pay for in a couple months here, right?
Yeah.
So we're trying to pinch the pennies wherever we can. And it's cheaper to buy that giant box or bag of Folgers or whatever it is that she likes to drink.
Yeah, there you go.
Then go out to Starbucks and buy that. So that's what we do. But
the Keurig's a good way to go.
Keurig's not bad.
Make sure you put that on the
Keurig's not bad.
The wedding registry. If it's not on there already.
Are you going to get a nap after this? Are you going to go home, crash for a little bit?
I don't know. I've got a busy day today. Like I said, I've got a day job. I've got a day job, so I don't know where I'm squeezing in the nap today.
Yeah,
and then I've got a 5 o'clock meeting with someone today.
Listen.
So there's no gap.
Tomorrow's going to hurt. I'm just going to let you know now. First day is exciting. First day of school. You're excited to be there. You know,
I'm going to come crashing down tomorrow morning.
It's a little bit easier, but at 4:31, which is an odd alarm time, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know why you didn't go 4:30.
Yep.
4:31 comes rolling around tomorrow morning. Old boy's going to hurt.
You're criticizing my alarm time.
It's going to hurt.
I always go the odd numbers on the alarms. I don't go like straight up 4:30. I'll do the 4:31.
You threw a lot of psychopath terms out early about getting up early.
Yes.
Listen, you want to talk about
maybe
psychopaths.
I'm the psychopath.
The certifiable move 4:31. How can you look at that and be okay with it and just go to? How can you sleep after setting that alarm?
I didn't sleep much.
That hurts, man. It's making me anxious. I got anxiety thinking about it.
All right. So the show quality tomorrow. If you've been disappointed today, just tune in tomorrow. We're going down even further.
We'll let you down tomorrow.
Even further.
We'll let you down tomorrow.
I'll have to get the coffee just right again tomorrow and figure all that out. Hey, a couple of the big stories today, in case you missed it. We talked about the early rise time for a night owl like myself today. I went to bed last night. The Duke Blue Devils were down 20 points to the Louisville Cardinals with about 10 minutes left in the game. Then Louisville hit a three-pointer evidently right after I turned the television off. Louisville was ahead by 23 points with about 9.5 minutes left. Last night, Duke came back and won that game. It's the biggest comeback in an ACC game ever for Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Duke started the game 2 of 17 in the second half and then went 9 of 13 down the stretch. Did everything they had to do to win. And this is very interesting and relevant to Clemson for a number of reasons. Number one, and this is good news, that's the fourth loss in conference for Louisville, who's currently right there in fifth place in the conference at 8-4. Clemson is going up to Louisville this weekend. Clemson only has 5 losses in conference. So you start talking about how do you want to position yourself going into the ACC tournament. Finding a way to steal a win over Louisville might be an interesting way to do it. And Zach and I talked about this in early part of the show today. It feels like it might be lining up for, can one loss beat you twice? I mean, this was going to be the, you know, Chris Mack defining win for Louisville, right? I've arrived at Louisville. Here's my big win. Here's my first giant scalp. I'm taking Duke down. I am the coach of the future at Louisville. To have that right in front of you and to lose it, how is that team going to rebound on Saturday when they play the Clemson Tigers? It's either going to be the best possible time to walk in and play Louisville or the worst possible time if you're Clemson. I'm kind of leaning towards the former.
And you're leaning towards the best possible time right now.
Yes.
You're a positive guy.
I am a positive guy.
I hate that about you. I hate how positive you are. It's ridiculous.
Really?
You're up here. I'm trying to bring you way down. I'm trying to bring you way down.
So you're a negative guy.
No, I would like to paint myself as a realist.
That's fair.
You know? Positive people, they're good to surround yourself with. And I'm just messing with you, of course.
No, I know.
But, I like to paint myself more as a realist. So when I'm looking at this Louisville game going forward after, you know, I'm looking past Miami, of course, but we're talking about Louisville after their loss. You're looking at the Louisville game, and I'm going, oh, boy. This is going to be a team that's had a couple of days of coaching here. They're going to get in, look at that film, look at that tape, be able to reflect on what happened against Duke. Oh, boy, is my first thought from that.
Well, we'll apply the same logic to the game tonight against Miami, 7 o'clock tip. Don Munson on the call. Love listening to Don do the games on the radio. Yep. He's really great at basketball and football, of course, but I really enjoy him on the basketball calls. Miami, 2-9 in conference right now. Under 500 on the season. This team is not going to the NCAA tournament unless something really weird happens. They played their game of the season against North Carolina on Saturday, and they gave it away.
And they lost.
Lost it in overtime. Same rules apply. Is this a loss that beats Miami twice? Are they going to look at it and say, that was our chance? That could have turned the season for us. We could have made a big run in the conference. Maybe we become relevant. Or are they going to just fold the tents tonight and Clemson go down there and punch them in the face and win the ball game? I'm thinking positively.
I will think positively on that one, and I'll tell you why. Louisville is a ranked basketball team right now.
Yep.
They have stuff to play for. They're eligible for the postseason this year, right?
Yes.
They can go and win all kinds of things if they so
That's
desire.
That's a good question. They're eligible, right? I'm pretty sure they are. I guess I need to go check that, but yes.
Miami is a team that, as you mentioned, probably has a bit of a stretch to make any kind of postseason play. You come off of a game where it is far and away your most just demoralizing loss. As a team that doesn't really have a whole ton to play for except just pride this year, and pride can be an incredible motivator. But you're not exactly pushing for a postseason berth down there in Coral Gables. Who's to say you don't overlook a Clemson team coming in or don't take them as seriously as you should?
So you're being positive.
Listen, you're rubbing off on me.
You can do it.
I can't wait till Mickey gets back and his negativity comes back here.
Love it. Well, I mean, there's 8 games left for Clemson, right? 4 on the road, 4 at home.
Yep.
They got some winnable road games. And if you want to position yourself for the tournament, Joe Lunardi from ESPN has Clemson in the tournament right now as a 10 seed. So you look, here are your road games left for Clemson. At Miami, at Louisville. We just talked about those two. At Pittsburgh in late February. At Notre Dame in early March. Those are four winnable road games. And any road win is big. Clemson's got to be 9-9 or better in conference play. They're 5-5 right now. So you could find a way to steal a road game, or two, you could really put yourself in good position. And then the home games are Florida State, Boston College, North Carolina, Syracuse. Three of those are tough. You got to get the fans out in force for these home games left for Clemson. We've had a lot of talk in the show today about, is Brad Brownell the right guy? Is Clemson going to go to the tournament this year? I tell you what would really help is full houses at Little John for the final four remaining home games. I was there on Saturday. It was a great environment. That crowd helped Clemson win that game. It was a great crowd. I'm worried about that 9 o'clock game next Tuesday night against Florida State. Those 9 o'clock games are tough. I'm guessing, Zach, with you coming in here to do the show at 6 a.m., that you're not making a lot of 9 o'clock home basketball games.
No, I'm running all of those broadcasts.
And, oh, yeah, that's right.
And things are a little bit tough getting up in the morning the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit easier if you can come away with a win over the number 17 Florida State Seminoles at home at 9 o'clock.
Yep, that'll be interesting. I'd like to find a way to get to that one myself, so we shall see. So a couple of things from the text line here. Again, you never know what texter's going to... Evidently, coffee with chocolate milk, which is the way to go, folks. That drink's called a Cadillac. I like that.
Is it?
I guess, according to the texter.
If it's on the text line, it has to be true.
Yeah, it has to be true. And then someone says, Mark, you need to put hot chocolate mix in your coffee. Oh my gosh, that could be a complete game changer.
Yeah, I typed in the Cadillac drink to Google, as we all do, to search these things.
Yes.
Turns out it's a margarita.
I can call it a Cadillac. We talked about nicknames today. So. Well, we've got Looper and T-Bone and all these guys calling in. Mm-hmm. Cadillac would be a good nickname. All right, so you're giving me some things to think about here.
Absolutely.
And then one texter keeping you in check. Realistic is just another word for negative.
Hey, you can call it what it is.
Mr. Zach.
You can call it what it is. You say that glass is half full or half empty. I said it's there. You got water. Congratulations.
Yeah. Good stuff. So Duke comes back with a shocker against Louisville. Clemson playing at home against Miami tonight. Also something that we uncovered today. And I don't know if you've done any research yet, Zach. Your last name is Orr.
Yeah.
Steve Spurrier's middle name is Orr. Yeah. So I'm saying there's got to be some type of Ancestry.com effort that goes in. You don't just put Orr in there. It's just a random middle name. That's got to be a family name for Steve Spurrier. So are you guys related somewhere down the road? You know, can you look back in your past and find a way that you're related to Steve Spurrier?
You know what? I mentioned to you off air a little while ago. I was in Ireland this past summer.
Yep.
My family, the Orr name, hails from Northern Ireland, right outside of Belfast.
Okay.
And we went there. We did a lot of research into the family name, and I have a pretty good handle on where the name comes from and branches off into the different directions in the family. Haven't seen any Steves in there. Haven't seen any Steves or any Spurrier names mentioned anywhere at all. In a preliminary search just now, his dad's name is obviously Spurrier, and his mom was not an Orr when she married his father. So I can't find a connection. I don't know where it comes from. I'm hoping it's a different section of Orrs from another part of the country, another part of the world. And we don't have to get anywhere close to that.
Maybe it was O. Spurrier instead of Spurrier from Ireland. Mm-hmm. O. Spurrier?
Maybe.
But you're already investigating, which is interesting. So this has landed. If nothing else that I've accomplished today.
Didn't need that.
In our 3 hours together, I've distracted Zach Orr into doing ancestry research for Steve Spurrier.
Didn't need that.
We'll have to check that out and figure it out. Hey, a couple of other things that we hit on today. What are your thoughts on Antonio Brown? Pretty much trying to force the hand of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's a trend that we've been seeing over on the NBA side with Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis, and again, Zach, you kind of called me out on a couple of those guys. Not all of them are being as blatant and as brash about it as Antonio Brown is being.
Sure.
But he puts a tweet out, quote, time to move on and forward from the Steelers. He has previously tweeted out a picture of him in a 49ers jersey. So he's kind of taken it to the next level in a couple of ways. Number one, I'm going on Twitter and I'm being super public about it. And number two, hey, Pittsburgh, don't just trade me, but trade me to the San Francisco 49ers, please. Except he doesn't say please. Pretty much puts a demand out there. It's going to be an interesting topic that we'll continue to watch as we head towards the draft. And then again, we started the day with this, so I'll wrap it up with this as well. Cliff Kingsbury felt the need to go out yesterday and comment again that he is not interested in Kyler Murray. This comes down after Kyler Murray named his agent yesterday as Eric Burkhart. It's the same agent that Arizona Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury has. Kingsbury has been on record before as saying that if he were an NFL coach, he would pick Kyler Murray number one overall. The Arizona Cardinals go on social media yesterday and tweet out, "Josh is our guy," with a glamour shot photo of Josh Rosen. So this is my conspiracy theory of the day. Keep an eye on it. I think Kingsbury wants Kyler Murray.
Kingsbury is on the grassy knoll.
Yep.
And he wants Kyler Murray.
They're cut from the same cloth. They both had jobs that they left for other jobs. Keep your eye on it, especially if Kyler Murray shows out at the combine. It'll be interesting and fun to watch.
And then your Redskins trade up and draft Kyler Murray.
No, I don't want Kyler Murray.
And then it's RG3 2.0.
Oh, gosh.
And you're involved in another 10 years of...
Hey, if RG3 wouldn't have gotten hurt, it would have been a whole different story. Whole different story.
When his knees exploded three separate times?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thanks for reminding me of all that. Hey, we're going to end on that note.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming in today. It's been fantastic. I can't wait until tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
It's been a great time, and we can't.